Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to ask you for some clarification and perhaps if you could expand on your response to our question 19 on the list of issues in relation to the registers that Article 17 of the Convention, if I recall, requires in all centres where persons are deprived of their liberty. In particular, I wanted to refer to your explanation of these registers in police stations, in penitentiary centres. You also referred to immigration centres, and you indicated that no complaints have been received with regard to the failure to fulfill this obligation to register. And the clarification I would like is as follows. This obligation to keep the appropriate records and registers, does this extend to other places, other sites where persons might be detained? As a concrete example, where minors may be detained, where they may have committed an offence. Psychiatric hospitals, where persons may be detained against their will. And military units, military prisons, where in relation to discipline within the military, there may be deprivation of liberty. So I wanted to ask you if the obligation to keep these records, these registers, extends out in the legislation of your country to these other places where detainees are kept. I would also like to ask you who the authority is that is responsible to check that these records are fully kept, that obligations are met, and how often inspection visits and checks are carried out. Although you have not applied any sanctions because no incompliance has been detected, I wanted to know what sanctions are provided for within your legal system for any violations that could take place. And in the case where intentionally there might be failure to register detainees, is this conduct sanctioned in your criminal legislation as a crime?